Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I need help. Y'all, somebody's got to help my brain. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Charlie gets to see all of this off the air.
It's awesome.
So literally
hilarious.
In the previous commercial break, our long break, that's like 4 minutes, at the top of the hour, around 3 o'clock, I was on the phone and I was like, okay, I'm supposed to call and get a refill for some medication for one of my kids. So I called and there was a recording that says, oh, for all refills, check my charts and blah, 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 whatever. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So then I call back, hey, and I was like, hey, this is what it said. She's like, oh, fine, I'll call. Okay, sounds good. So then she texts me. She's like, okay, the refill will be ready later today. I'm like, so I called her back. I was like, so what? You're supposed to ignore that? I'm like, I called. And then I'm not going to say the place. But I called whatever. And that was the old doctor's office where we don't go anymore because our doctor left there and went to his current doctor's office out in Brookfield. And then she started laughing because then I realized I called the wrong dang place to begin with. And Charlie's just laughing hysterically over there.
God. So good.
My brain is so bad, man.
It's my favorite part of the day.
Yeah, see,
Parky's old man moment.
Yes, old man moments every day from 2 to 5. That could be a sponsorable segment on this show. What did Sparky do today to show you how truly old he is? The nice thing I have going for me is Wagner is not that far behind me in age, so I feel confident that he probably does dumb stuff like this too all the time. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Brewers beat writer, set to join us. Let's get to him.
What's the latest on the crew?
Deep in the air, left field, way back there. And that is out of here.
Let's find out now as Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Mr. Wagner, please tell me that you have old man moments like I do. Please, please tell me that you have these moments too.
My whole life is a string of old man moments, man.
Yeah.
My buddy and I came up with, this is a year or two ago, we were sitting in his garage crushing beers, and we were talking about creating a wheel of old man topics. Weather.
Yeah.
Lawn care.
Yeah.
Taxes. Property only. What else is on there? Aches and pains. Beer. Yeah, I've got the perfect old man moment for you. The perfect old man moment. This happened the other day. This is on my birthday. Like, you know that you've reached a certain age when you have to go out and buy an ear and nose trimmer. And it's a pretty deflating day. But you know what's worse than the day you have to buy your first ear and nose trimmer?
Why don't you wait a second?
You have to buy your second ear and nose trimmer because the old one died.
Yeah, but see, I mean, I use a razor, like an electric razor, to do my face, but it's got like a razor that will do that on there for you. That way you don't have to buy two things.
Dude, I'm German-Hungarian. The standard methods of hair removal just don't work. on a man with my genetic makeup. I got to get in there. I got to get in the ear and nose of the weed whacker, man.
Oh, that's...
This is the oldest man conversation I've ever heard in my entire life.
Don't you worry. Throughout the baseball season, it'll get worse with me and Wagner. I promise you. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Brewers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter and buy Andrew Wagner. All right, let's talk about this Brewers baseball team. We had Tim Dillard on in the first hour. Normally, he's on Thursdays, but he was calling on the broadcast yesterday. But one of the guys that we talked about earlier was this guy here.
Down the left field line by Contreras, a fair ball and into the corner. William will trade places with Yelich, and this game is tied in the fourth.
And that was nice, an RBI double by Contreras in the Rockies series, highlight courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. I don't want to talk about William Contreras with you, because I did that with Tim Dillard. I do want to talk about Eric Haas with you and his pivotal, I guess, role on this baseball team at this point, to where you could play Contreras at DH, put Haas out there at catcher, and I don't feel like the pitching staff really hiccups at all when he's behind the plate.
No, you're right. I mean, it's a great luxury to have. It's kind of like having the same situation with Yelich. You know, he's still a very good left fielder, but you have so many other capable outfielders that you can swap him into the DH role without missing a spot in the outfield, and the same thing with the catcher position. Like, it's, you know, of all the things that have gone wrong for the Brewers this season, and again, William Contreras and Christian Yelich still aren't hitting the way you expect them to hit. I believe they're going to. I have no doubt about that. It is nice that they have that option, that they can, you know, give Contreras a blow and put him in the DH role and still have quality backstop in there working with the pitchers. Like, it's a very good situation.
You were out at spring training. You go every year. You've covered this team for like 20 years. How much does a backup catcher really work with projected pitchers that they may be catching once the season comes?
You catch everybody. They make sure that Haas got, you know, close to an equal amount of reps with all the guys that they had pegged in as starters, which, as we know, did not go according to plan.
Right.
They get the equal amount of reps because you have to be ready, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, Contreras can go down with an injury in camp or on opening day, and then Haas is going to be your everyday guy. So they both get a pretty sizable workload against the regular guy.
Because the reason I ask is because if you compare it to, say, football, the starting quarterback works with the ones, and those other guys barely get any reps. Then once the season starts, they really get no reps in practice. There really is no chemistry. So if and when that quarterback goes down, they come in, and they got to kind of hurry up and fast-track themselves to get on the...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Same page as everybody else, where with Haas, you know, sometimes you have a situation. I remember Greg Maddux, for whatever the reason, just would not allow Javi Lopez to be his catcher in Atlanta. And Henry Blanco, who ended up being a Brewer at 1.2, ended up being his catcher, his personal catcher. And after he left, he went with whoever the other backup catcher was. Couldn't get on the same page as Javi Lopez. So sometimes you have that. But a lot of the times, that guy, Haas, is just going to get sprinkled in whenever Contreras needs a day off.
Yeah, that's usually how we've seen in the past. In fact, we have seen the personal valet, so to speak, here, Randy Wolf and George Kateris, were, you know, joined at the hip for a little bit
Kateris.
There.
George Kateris, look at that name. Boy, yeah. Oh boy, look at G-Wags. Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, it's, and we kind of saw that recently. You know, Chad Patrick, they paired him up with Haas because he had pitched to him quite a bit in the minor leagues last year. So you'll see stuff like that sometimes. It's, you know, it all depends on who your catchers are, how you're going to use them. You know, if you got a guy like, it was different last year. You had Contreras. You know, he was your everyday guy. I can't remember who the backup was now last year.
Gary Sanchez.
That was, well, yeah, Gary Sanchez. So, yeah, Contreras was your guy. Contreras was playing off his rear end. He was in there every day. This year it's a little different. Eric Haas is a little bit better a catcher than Gary Sanchez. He brings a little bit something different to the table. He's very good with the pitching staff. So you can mix and match these guys a little more. And while Contreras is still figuring out the plate, it helps to have a guy that's capable to go in there. Now, you may have teams where the difference is just night and day, and he is only going to be that day game after a night game guy, getting one, maybe two appearances behind the plate. and then sit in the bench just in case they need, you know, a catcher late in the game. It all depends on who you guys are. If you have two perfectly capable guys, to use a hockey reference, we saw this a couple of years ago when the Admirals had two just lights out goalies, and they were basically alternating them every night. Just they're both so good. They both bring something to the table. You try to play both of them as much as possible.
Andrew Wagner, Forbes Brewers beat writer, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I'm C. Sparky Pfeiffer. I was all over you last week when they weren't stealing bases at a high enough clip for me. I feel like we're getting back to being that aggressive team, bunting the baseball, and being aggressive on the base paths again here in the last week. Agree or not?
I agree. And again, part of it, I've said this a lot of times. You know, one, it's the situation of the games. Two, it has a lot to do with the pitcher that you're facing and how he throws and what he throws, stuff like that. You know, there's a great line that Murph likes to use. You know, home runs are pitched, not hit. You know, home runs are mistake pitches. The same thing. You know, bunts have to be pitched. You have to get the right pitch in the right spot in the right situation to do it. The Brewers are finding themselves more often against the right pitchers, throwing the right pitches at the right time in the game to do it.
The other part about this, when we talk about this Brewers team and we look at things that stand out, we all know Chris Hook is really good, but I wasn't expecting Quinn Priester to give up only one run his first start in Colorado of all places.
I mean, I said all along, you know, if the Brewers are going out and making a deal for a pitcher, they see something that they it's not a matter of they think or they hope they can work with. They see something that fits into their philosophy. They have identified something that they know that they can tweak and can make something out of. And they have proven it time and time and time again. For all the crap that the front office gets, and some of it's justifiable for what they don't do, what they do with pitching is incredible. I mean, they I've said this before. They could probably take you and I off the street and turn this into some of them and get one out.
No.
I mean,
they
have got something. They saw something in Quinn Priester that they identified as fits with their philosophy, fits with their plan, fits with their style. They found something that somebody else didn't notice that they did, and they figured they can go out there and they can work with it. Now, you know, one inning or one run over five innings his first time out in Denver, no less, is impressive. Is he going to do that every time? Probably not. Chances are he's going to get knocked around at some point or a couple times this year because, hey, he's a 24-year-old pitcher. But they're going to give him every opportunity to figure it out, one, because they don't have many other options right now, and two, because they have faith in their apparatus to get the most out of pitchers. And the fact that this guy's going to be with them for 6 years, it just bodes well.
Okay, I'm going to give you an opinion question, and this answer could be different for everybody listening. It could be a different player. Because I now have a player. I didn't have a player before the season. I now have one. Do you have a player or a pitcher that comes in from the bullpen that makes you nervous upon entering the game? It is Pagero for me all the time. Who is it for you?
It's a tough one. I mean, Connor Thomas would have been until the injury.
Yeah.
Pagero might be on that list.
He's just so inconsistent, man. Going back to last year, he was inconsistent.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a guy that kind of raises the bells a little bit. Right now, he's there. It's tough to say. I mean, you feel that way with every pitcher because you never know what's going to happen.
Like,
but Pyamps right now is probably the guy.
Pyamps got smoked, but I don't have that alarm with him yet. I'm not there yet with him, but Pagero going back to last year, you just don't know what you're getting. I mean, sometimes he'll come out there and he'll look really good and be like, okay. And then other times he comes out there and within about the first batter, you know whether or not this is going to go okay or not. And that's, you know, not every bullpen is going to have guys that go out there and execute every time. Every bullpen are going to have those guys that will raise concerns from their fans, and Pagero just happens to be our guy. You're in studio today, I believe, for the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook from 7:30 to 8:30 with the one and only Tommy Wirtz. That should be a fun experience for you, Wags.
Yeah, it's always fun being in the old stomping grounds.
Yeah, it should be fun. So tune in for that tonight, 7:30 to 8:30 here on The Fan. Thank you so much, bud.
Talk to you soon.